KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
As pupils begin the new academic year, a teachers' union says it remains concerned that schools managing their own budget will continue facing significant challenges. NAPTOS has warned that numerous issues remain unresolved. KZN spokesperson Tarona Mudli says many schools in the province didn't receive their full norms and standards allocation.
This money is used to purchase learner teacher support material and pay things like the municipal bills. KZN also did not meet the national funding targets for 2024 and 2026. Instead, this province allocates considerably less funding per learner, leaving many schools unable to procure essential teaching and learning materials for 2025. The municipal bills in some schools are in arrears, and principals are struggling to keep their schools operational.
In a statement this week, KZN Education said recent budget constraints remain a major challenge for the department. And with schools reopening, Basic Education Minister Sibuya Gwakhube says there needs to be a greater focus on foundation phase learning. The minister will be in the Eastern Cape today to welcome grade R and 1 learners for their first day of school. Gwakhube says it's important for learners to have the foundations of literacy and numeracy.
Grade R has become compulsory. We need to make sure that grade R is available and that it is of quality, that it's got good educators that are in there, so that we start the process early, so that we are not making children go through school 7 days a week, so that we can try and get them to catch up on a curriculum.
And abroad, South Korean investigators have begun questioning impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol. It comes hours after hundreds of investigators arrived at his presidential compound to detain him. It's after his short-lived attempt to impose martial law last month. The 64-year-old is the first sitting president in the nation's history to be arrested. Yoon could face the death penalty or life in jail if he's found guilty of insurrection. And back home, the National Sea Rescue Institute is urging people to take caution of the full moon spring tide, which peaks today. The NSRI says it will significantly impact tidal conditions along the coast. Spokesperson Andrew Ingram.
This can heighten potential dangers, including strong rip currents and more intense tidal flows, which may pose a risk to beach visitors. Some hiking trails along the coast may become inaccessible or hazardous during high tide, and shoreline anglers should exercise extra caution as waves may reach beyond usual safe zones.
Showers and thundershowers are expected across KZN later today. Durban's a high of 27 degrees, Pietermaritzburg 24 and Richards Bay 28.
And coming up in your sports, JSK beat the Durban's Super Giants in Durban in the Betway SA20. Liverpool maintain their 6-point lead at the top of the Premier League and wins for Aryna Sabalenka and Carlos Alcaraz on day 4 at the Aussie Open.